We in the FitEyes community are in an unprecedented era where, for the first time in history, glaucoma patients have the option of knowing what's going on in their eyes between doctor visits. We can do this using self-tonometry, taking our own eye pressure at home. It's every bit as useful as being able to take your own temperature, weigh yourself, take your blood pressure, or for diabetics, check your blood sugar between doctor visits. But having this knowledge is a new world with all this information, and it can be scary. It's a new experience, and it takes time for us, all of us, to get used to it. If you've ever watched the stock market or an individual stock bounce up and down all day, you'll know what I mean. The constant variations in data can drive you nuts wondering what every bounce means. To put it in context, you need to watch for a while, gain experience, and learn the patterns. In this spontaneous conversation, FitEyes founder Dave discusses what this new world is like. He starts by pointing out why all this data can seem scary at first. It's because we first learn about IOP in the context of bad news. You've got glaucoma. But then he explains how amazing it can be if you learn how you respond, you alone, your body, to changes that you alone design and try. You become the one who defines, who notices what works for you. It's what meditators call self-referral. Of course, none of this is anti-medicine. We still use medical advice. We still use eye drops. It isn't about ditching the establishment. It's about adding a new level of personal involvement, responsibility, and opportunity.
You're initiated into this discussion of intraocular pressure through a pathological perspective and a very fearful perspective. What I tell people is that that's your doctor's job to view this as a pathology. It's not our job. It does not help in any way when we check our intraocular pressure at home to have, you know, we see a number and then we have a thought about that number. The thought can be, oh, that's too high. That's leading to a pathology. But that's the doctor's thought. And the doctor has to think of it in that way, but we don't. We can think of it as, oh, this is so helpful for me to understand that and to see this information, because if I didn't see it and I didn't know about it, glaucoma would be silently stealing my sight. Glaucoma is called the silent thief of vision because you don't feel that pressure. You don't have pain. You don't have discomfort. You don't know what's happening. So we're trying to protect our vision. The last thing we want to do is be in the dark about the only medically treatable risk factor for glaucoma. We want to be informed. And the beauty of that information from the patient side is that it empowers us to do something. It can be as simple as if you see a number that's above what your physician told you was your target, you take an eye drop. You take an extra dose. You protect your vision. It can be that simple. For a lot of us, it allows us to discover lifestyle factors that we can use instead of medication. In my own case, I can do any number of things. I can take 5 minutes and play with my dog. I can go out to my garage and lift weights for a couple minutes. I can go for a walk. All of those things reliably lower my intraocular pressure. So in that way, I can say thank you to the tonometer and I can do something and I can pick what I enjoy and I can do it. But I don't have to think in terms of a pathology, and I shouldn't. I should train myself to think of the tonometer as my friend, to think of the feedback as information. And so I can approach this process as biofeedback. And when I approach it as biofeedback, that means that I'm essentially being self-referral. So this is the part that I think, Rob, you and I can have a longer conversation on. In fact, with anybody, I mean, we're all on the same page. So the unhealthy perspective is external referral, where some device, whether it's a pedometer, heart rate monitor, a fitness ring, a scale, some device gives you external feedback and you're focused on that and you feel, oh, I have to obey what this is telling me. The scale is telling me I'm too healthy. I'm too heavy. Or the IOP number is telling me that I'm losing my eyesight. That's external feedback. When we translate this information into self-referral feedback, it changes the whole dynamic. And what it means is that we get the information and we turn our attention to ourself. So in my case, when I turn that attention to myself, I learn something about my emotions. I learn something about my thoughts. I learn something about my habits. I learned that my IOP is intimately connected with my thoughts and my emotions. I didn't know that. It's not obvious. It's especially not obvious because we have, without a tonometer, we have no feedback on what our intraocular pressure is. Whether it's high or low, we don't feel any difference. Once I get feedback, then I could simply take that number in the external referral model, and I could feel stressed about it, but I would not be in touch with my stress. I would just simply worry, and my worry could spiral out of control. That's a vicious cycle. What's happened in the FitEyes community, I mean, people do post and say, hey, you know, I check my eye pressure, it's high, and I get stressed, and you know, and it happens. And so I educate people about it. When you switch to the self-referral mode, you pay attention. All right, my eye pressure is high. You know, what am I feeling? What are my emotions? What are my thoughts? What are my activities right now? Then with that self-referral feedback, you start investigating, playing, or solving a puzzle. From my perspective as a meditator, or Guillermo, your perspective as a Qigong practitioner, this actually can make you a better meditator, a better Qigong practitioner. In fact, it can make you a better human being because you see that when you're angry, your eye pressure goes up. I mean, this is, I'm speaking from personal experience. When I'm angry, my eye pressure goes up. And so then I realize, well, I'm hurting myself. My anger, in this way, I'm not saying anger is always negative. It's not, but all emotions can be beneficial to us. They're natural and they can be healthy. We need emotional maturity and emotional wisdom. The tonometer can help you achieve that. So the tonometer helps me understand my anger. It helps me see very concretely how that anger is hurting me. So my focus becomes on myself. I'm not focused on what the doctor would say about my eye pressure, but I've collected some numbers my doctor can use. So that perspective is not invalid. It's perfectly valid. But my perspective is not the pathological physician's perspective. My perspective is self-referral. I refer to my feelings and my thoughts. I explore those. I learn from those. I grow as a person. I discover ways to live healthier. I discover ways to manage my intraocular pressure. And part of that, so that discovery becomes engaging and fun. The process of of living with glaucoma isn't scary. It's not stressful because I'm on an adventure now. My adventure is one where I learn. I can apply this feedback from the town or to help me choose better dietary supplements. I can choose the ideal exercise program for myself. I found out, for example, that slow walking is better for me than fast walking. A lot of recommendations are, hey, you know, when you go walk, you need to walk at a fast pace and keep your cardio up. Well, that's one perspective, but when I walk slower, my IOP goes down even more. So that's, a valid way. I discovered, based on real feedback and numbers, I discovered a better way to walk. I walk mindfully. I smell the, I hear the birds, I see the birds, and I smell the flowers, and I walk slow, and my IOP goes down. And I discovered that through self-tonometry. And this process of whether it's discovering the right way to walk, people talk about this on Fit Eyes. Hiking affects intraocular pressure differently. Different kinds of, weightlifting affects it differently. So you find out what works best for you because you've got your friend there, your tonometer, that tells you what's helping you in this specific area. But IOP to me is a window into the soul. And so it's not useful only for picking dietary supplements or foods. It's helped me pick foods. It's not useful only for that. It's not useful only for exercise. It gives me this insight, deep insight into my thoughts and emotions. It shows me how those affect my intraocular pressure, but it also shows me how those things affect me as a person. And so there's the synergy between Qigong and self-tonometry or meditation and self-tonometry is incredibly powerful. It's an avenue that's only open to somebody with glaucoma because Ananda, for example, her intraocular pressure is always 11. Well, sometimes it's 10, right, Ananda? But it doesn't change. Glaucoma, people living with glaucoma has intraocular pressure that goes up and down and it responds to things. So in a way, those of us living with glaucoma are blessed with a sensitive window into some of our deepest thoughts and feelings. And the tonometer puts us in touch with that. And it can't. So you can transform your experience of glaucoma from being afraid of losing your vision and being stressed about whether your intraocular pressure is too high or low into the experience of going on an adventure, learning about foods, exercise, supplements, all the way to thoughts and emotions. And if you happen to be somebody who meditates or practices Qigong or anything like that, or even who likes to walk in a mindful way, or who prays in a very deep way. If you are into those activities and you have glaucoma and you have a tonometer, you have a path open to you that nobody else has.